All right, it is live. It is Tuesday. It is April 25th. It is The Rundown. It is brought to you by Movement Watches, MVMTwatches.com/rundown. It is 15% off with free shipping, free returns. Movement Watches start $95. At a department store, you'd pay close to $400 to $500. These watches redefine the industry. They look great. I think everyone here at Barstool has them, basically, when we're wearing watches.
They got shades now, too. They got nice
They got glasses
sunglasses.
Now, too?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They sent you those?
They're on the way.
Ooh. Very interesting. I wouldn't mind getting a pair. I'm always in the sunglass game.
Mm-hmm.
So Movement Watches, again, 15% off, free shipping, free returns. I guess they got glasses, too. I'd like to know that. I would have liked to know that. Are they the same deal? Like,
I didn't look into
price
it.
Price points?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be the same thing, high quality at an affordable price.
Wow, what a pitch. So Movement Watches, do it, buy it, click on the link. Into the rundown today, we have Nate filling in for Big Cat, who generally gets filled in by Riggs, who generally gets filled in by Trent. So welcome, Nate.
Thank you.
We'll start with our boy, Logan Couture. Is that how they... Couture? Is that how they say it in the hockey world? Just, what was that, a selfie? Who took that picture?
I think he took it.
He took it. Just a face full of garbage,
just
basically.
Just a hockey guy.
Teeth missing everywhere.
Face full of garbage. Just fucked up.
He played, I saw in the playoffs, he broke his teeth. He took a puck off the face. And then he tried to play with a cage. And then he couldn't do that, the mask, so he took it off. Here's my thing on this. First of all, another year with Couture not winning the cup. Another year that I got to wait to cash in on my bet. For those who don't know, probably like 5 years ago, we bet on a meaningless Red Sox-Blue Jays regular season series. And if I won, I would get to spend the day with him when he finally gets a cup. I'm beginning to think that day will never come, whatever. Instead, he's got a messed up face, no teeth. That's not the point of this blog, this rundown, this topic. Hockey guys. And I like Logan, nice enough guy. He's been in here watching the games with us. Why don't they wear masks? Why don't they wear cages? Why don't they wear the full? I get hockey players are tough. Nobody loves saying hockey players are tough more than hockey players, hockey fans, the spitting chiclets crowd. And they're like, this is great. He's spitting chiclets. Like, spitting chiclets is actually like, yeah, hockey. Look at him. He lost all his teeth.
It's like a badge of honor. Yeah.
Right. These guys are the stupidest people in the world. You can wear a full clear mask or a cage, which you wear growing up, and you keep your fucking teeth. It's so stupid. I know they want to be badge of honor. Like, there's no glory in getting shot in combat. Like, they're like...
Shout out to Chaps.
Like, Chaps, go below the window. Don't go above the window. Like, there is no glory in it. I don't care what anybody says. If I would... And I bet it's peer pressure.
Yeah, I think it's definitely...
If I was in the NHL... Full cage. You want to fight me? Cage is on.
You
punch
have
me
to
the
wear
cage.
The visor now. Like, the kids coming up, they have to wear a visor, but you don't have to wear
the
cage.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't. The visor doesn't protect your teeth.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I would rather keep my teeth, but I'm trying to think of a situation, like, to put it in like baseball terms or something you would relate to more, where it's like if you play your whole life a certain way and then you have to wear.
But they don't. Like wearing a helmet
in college,
in the field.
They wear the full cage.
It'd be like wearing those big helmets in the field, like in baseball.
Isn't.
Like, you can do it. You just
those
look
guys
stupid.
Wear it after they got like fucking brain damage.
Right. So it's the same kind of thing. You can do it. It's just like,
yeah, like
why
so,
would
so
you do
eventually,
it?
Eventually, I feel like Major League Baseball will probably like make everybody wear those.
I don't think so.
The huge helmets?
Yeah. I think eventually that they'll make people, like, if there's enough injuries or things that happen. And as a baseball guy, if you were just used to wearing, like, your cap in the field or you're
but,
wearing
but
a normal
these
helmet
guys,
the
you grow up wearing, like, if you watch
cage.
Kids. Yeah.
Also, you can't see as well. Like, when you have, like, the full cage around you, you're looking through the little, like,
wrong.
Bars.
That's totally,
you lose,
totally,
like, you
totally,
lose,
totally.
Nah,
totally,
you lose peripheral. Totally. You lose peripheral.
He is a hockey guy. He plays
totally,
in the hockey league.
Thank
so.
You, Kevin.
Totally false.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to have to defer to him on
that
this
is
one.
Not, that's just not true. Do we have... Is Feidelberg here?
I think so.
He's got the headphones in? What's happening? He's not here? He's not here.
I think he's in the bathroom. I think I just saw him walk by. He's a hockey guy. Cage or no cage?
Well, no. Cage or no cage, you can absolutely see as good as you can see.
It's
no.
You can see a little bit less, but not enough to discern getting your face smashed every single time.
It's more freeing, though.
He's right.
You can see the ice. It's more freeing.
No,
it's a soft. The only reason people don't is because it's, like, soft, and you're, like, a pussy if you wear it.
Right. But why? When did this start? At what point will these guys be like, I'd rather not take a fucking puck in the face? And by the way,
God, that must hurt so like, fucking
is
much.
Couture, like, he's sitting there, like, look at me, I'm so tough, I'm such a hardo, look at my face, I look like an asshole. At any level, he's like, damn, I wish I was wearing a cage.
He gets new teeth now, so does it really matter?
It matters. Like, I had two, it's just you'd rather not, like,
have that didn't look comfortable.
You have to say that you like that. Like, they're like, yeah, oh,
part
look.
Of being a hockey player.
Part of being the game.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
As the preeminent, like, voice of hockey, as the chief of Barstool, I'm telling these guys, go Stop. Cage. You're not proving anything. Your balls aren't bigger because you got your face mashed in with a puck. This is one of my things. This is one of my tangents. Wear the fucking cage. And I could understand maybe on the NHL side for a second if it's like we want guys to see their faces, but you can wear the clear, can't you?
Yeah, the visor, but...
Not, Nate, like you're saying full, the visor.
You're saying a full thing.
A fishbowl, like a mask.
Oh, that's so ugly, though. Yeah. But I guess you could, theoretically, yeah.
But they... All right, they wear it in college.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody in the NHL even wear that right now?
You can.
Yeah.
Unless you're hurt, you're not allowed to.
Oh, I didn't even know
really
that.
That's really weird. It's not even allowed.
It's crazy.
If you wanted to just be like, I want to protect my face right now, they would say no.
Yeah, you can.
That's crazy.
They say the argument is that if you're hitting with a cage on, like you can, if I hit you and you don't have protected. Anything, it'll yeah. fuck your face up, and I'm not afraid of getting hit in the face. Mm.
It is so stupid. All right, that's just my rant.
That actually kind of makes sense, though.
No, well, it should just be uniform. If I was the player, I'd be like, let's all get together and say we're wearing full masks because we like our faces.
Yeah, but then you'd be a pussy,
I mean,
bro.
They just switched the helmets like 20 pussy. Years ago, like before that.
I mean,
that,
yeah,
so.
20 years ago is
we need like
just.
A, yeah, we need like a little like, bit
wasn't
more time.
McTavish like the last guy to skate around without a helmet? Dirty jeans. I was hoping Feidelberg was actually, I don't know where he ducked out to. But so I guess Nordstrom's, I think it's Nordstrom's, is selling pre-muddy jeans for $400 and something.
$425
comes pre-muddy. So it looks like you've just been working a dirty job. Looks like you've been in the mud. Who has them first on our side, Lewis or Feidelberg? That's going to be a race to the department store.
I asked Feidelberg so I can give his take for him. I said, are you going to get these stupid fucking jeans? And his response was, I hope I don't have to.
Right.
But if those become hot in the streets, he was like, I'm a slave to the game. I will have to buy them. Which... I almost, that level of commitment to the dumb fashion game, I have to tip my cap to.
What, who, that's gotta be like a sneaky huge rivalry, right? Lewis and Feidelberg? And,
They go together.
I think that they, it's like
they do shopping trips.
Right, and they like, they will like help each other out with their outfits and stuff. It's like a symbiotic thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross. What do you think of the dirty jeans?
As a guy who owns two pairs of pants, I don't really know much to say about pre-muddy jeans.
You literally
jeans.
Have two pairs of pants?
I have the brown ones, which are like my like keynote pants, and then I have the blue ones that I rotate in.
What are keynote pants? Those are big game, like when you have an important
No, these are like
no,
my...
it's like a standard. This
yeah,
is
this
like
is
his
my
every
standard. Like
oh,
you
keynote
see...
shouldn't be. No. Keynote should be like oh,
did I, big did game
I...
pants.
Oh, okay, yeah. I fucked that up. No, so the blue so ones what... are my big game, like go out on weekends, and the blue one, the brown ones are like you wear those Monday to Friday in the office.
The blue
literally
ones
Monday
are
to Friday.
They're the same thing like that, but blue?
No, they're a little different material, but they're pants to me. So
keynote pants.
I'm looking for a third pair, and I don't think they're going to be the muddies.
Butterberg,
we're talking
just
jeans.
Came out of the bathroom.
Dude, good I was fucking walking in there, and I was like, I'm going to get caught shitting today. I could just feel it.
It was long enough. You, it
I
was
knew
long
it was,
enough that we
I
knew
you
shitting
too. Fucking coming.
These muddy jeans, you in or out?
I'm out unless they become hot, in which case I become in.
That's what he said. Also, he answered this too. I asked whether you and Lewis are like rivals with like who can one up each other with like your look. He said you guys are like teammates that you like shop together.
True.
Like pick out outfits together. By the way, anytime you start saying picking out outfits together, it's like you're going down a dangerous path in terms
those
of
ones
being
weren't
like
my
a
words.
Man.
I wouldn't say we pick out outfits together. We went shopping on a Saturday once. It was a little Saturday for the boys.
Would you say you consult each other?
Yeah.
On outfits.
Yes.
That's picking out outfits.
There's some consultation.
That's picking out outfits.
Only for big occasions. Like for like a Saturday, like Lou had to go to like some Saturday gala with Glennie. He's like, is this jacket hot? Yeah, it's a hot jacket.
How many pairs of pants do you own?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, no, even better. How many do you think Nate owns? How many pairs?
Oh, I know, because he just complained to me that he has two and he wants Nate wants to consult me on it for outfits. Nate wants to give me a budget. I want to give him a budget.
Well, just for the record, those are his keynote pants.
Keynote.
He described those as keynote.
Like, you see me in the brown pants, you know it's like a work day. You see me in the blue ones, you know, oh, maybe he's going to dinner.
Oh, I got like a date now.
You look like doo-doo.
Like what? Oh, I'm on brown today. I noticed it on the subway, and I was like,
How do you notice something like that on the subway? Like, you look in a mirror before you walk
you
out
noticed,
the house?
You noticed. You knew that well ahead of the subway. You knew that walking out of the door. You on were like, I'm going to be brown today.
I grabbed my hoodie.
And by the way,
those
shoes are like...
The green.
Murky green.
Thank you.
He put those on. I had them over under my desk.
Oh, yeah, these are yours.
He came over. One day he came over. He's like, I have a confession to make. This weekend, I wore your shoes and put them back in the box so you wouldn't know. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And then he walks away.
What a spider monkey move.
And then he walks away, he comes back and goes, so can I have them?
Yeah. So,
what do you mean?
I guess Nate has shoes.
No, it's
what size foot do you warm out of here?
Nate, that is such a fucking
Didn't
wild move.
Didn't you take
move.
Somebody else's shoes, I wore, too? Someone gave you those gross shoes.
Yeah. Kayla gave me shoes because he said they were too ugly. Yeah, they were too ugly. But no, I wore rain boots to the office. And then it stopped raining.
How do you have rain boots and only two pair of pants?
I didn't have any shoes here, and I went out straight from the office, so I needed normal shoes to wear because I didn't want to clunk around in rain boots. So I saw he had a pair of New Balances under his desk, and they fit me well, and so I wore them. And then I came back the next day, and I put them back in the box. And then I was like, oh, I kind of want to keep them now because he's not going to wear them. And so I kept them, or I asked him.
I don't hate it, but
we have so many pairs of shoes floating around.
I didn't notice the rain boots. I would have loved to see your rain boots.
I wear rain boots.
I want to see the rain boots with the big game pants. I want to see Nate at his finest. Keynote pants.
My keynote pants, please.
We got a 101-year-old lady running a 100-yard dash.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
She won because she was the only one in the race.
I don't think I've ever hated somebody more than this. This is.
I'd fuck her, but. Well. Go on, sorry.
You're such a spider monkey. I love it, Nate. That was so, like, out of left field.
You think?
So, like, sneaky perfect for the Nate dog.
I mean, do we even do the rest of the topic here, or do we just leave it at that?
No, let's just move on. He'd fuck her.
Sorry.
Nate's on the record as fucking this 101-year-old
Nate's got the freaks.
She's hot.
And sticking now, you kind of segued into this thing, this blowjob doll that is obviously Japanese. They watch a YouTube video. It's fucking wild. They spend half the time talking about how if you dress her in certain clothes, you'll think she's a real human, and all this, that.
Hiding in plain sight, disguised as a cushion and model robot warrior, it's designed to be assembled in seconds. All it takes is a folded blanket over the body, along with an outer clothing garment of your choice to create a model so realistic, it will feel like another human in the room with you.
Nate, you're probably the most likely candidate for this.
To buy a blowjob doll?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't buy a blowjob doll.
If it was given to you, would you?
I think
if you saw it under somebody's desk, would you borrow it?
If it was under Fight's desk, I think we're entering into a close time where it'll become more normal to have blowjob type dolls. Like, it's more like the, you know, the kind of like we're living in the future now, where it's becoming acceptable to own a blowjob doll. So it won't be such like.
Sounds like a guy who would buy a blowjob doll.
I just think it's becoming more
about this. Like, no, I'd never do it. But
like
it's becoming
like
really
the episode of Black Mirror when she like buys her dead husband in doll form. Like it's kind of like that. That's all coming in the future. It'll become acceptable.
Why wouldn't you buy it?
Within 20, I still find it like just like kind of weird right now to have one.
One day, long from now, there will be no stigma about this. Right now, there's still too much stigma.
You don't seem like a stigma
guy,
Nate.
I'm a stigma guy. I think everybody's a stigma guy.
You know what? You vacillate between, like, a stigma guy into, like, the weird... Like, you just...
Spider monkey and
like,
Eric.
You're wearing other people's shoes around the office.
I needed
them back
shoes.
In boxes. By the way, that's a stigma.
They match
the
brown
pants. Like, you
shouldn't
wear other people's shoes and put them back in the box.
Oh, absolutely
not. And
not
tell the other person you
but
did.
But also, I knew John would never wear them, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever.
Friends helping friends.
My thing about the blowjob doll is... They made it sound like so much like putting clothes on her and like you can go, by the way, the commentary, like you can
the
go to a punishing speed, like 100. It's like, relax.
I didn't see
but
that.
If you're going to have to use that much imagination, like then what's the difference between just a good old fashioned like jerk off, really?
I mean, if I don't, I'm assuming that like the head piece feels better than jerking off.
I guess I'm...
That's what I'm assuming. Yeah. If that's not the case, yes.
I wrote a blog about Tenga back, like, again, I think before when I was doing this myself, That was an auto blow thing that I used to get those all the time. Tried.
I would imagine the technology has
advanced. That's a little too advanced.
That is, I mean, it was like a heavy stainless steel fucking robot.
My point is, why do you even have to dress the thing up? You're going to close your eyes.
I was going
to
say, that's my thing. Put the hair in the ponytail and put like the winter coat on it and the blankets on it.
A little,
just close your eyes. Let the robot blow you.
Extreme.
Good advice.
Balls blender chick. She's going nuts on viral right now. So it's a girl.
Going nuts.
I had to like read this for a little bit. So I guess.
Not intended.
She uses. No pun intended, but intended, yeah. So she used her boyfriend's nuts as like, is a blender a thing
just,
for girls?
To spread their makeup.
To put makeup on her face. She just used the dude's balls, yeah. And people are going viral. Some people are saying it's great because you're so comfortable with your boyfriend. Other people are like, it's, I guess, I don't know what, I mean, you want to be kind of a slut, that's fine. I mean, do they have sex after this, you think?
Like right after this? There, no. She puts on her makeup and they go to dinner. But like,
what do you mean?
I feel like once the nuts are on your face, it's probably gonna go down.
I think so.
That would be my assumption. You think they're gonna go to dinner?
Yeah, I think they're just going to dinner. It's like a bit they do together, and then one time she filmed it, and then like they didn't expect anything to come out of it. Like literally, I think that's like a normal thing that they do based on how I read it. And then like now it's blowing up. Like, but they don't do that as foreplay. Like that's just like
you think they do that
as
like,
a bit. They do it as like a funny bit between the two of them.
What?
Yeah, she was like, should I, like, do you dare me, kind of, like, poll, yes, poll, no. So I don't...
She posted on her Instagram, yeah. I tend to agree with Kevin. I'd like to think anytime balls are touching a chick's face, there's intercourse is happening, like, pretty soon after.
You'd hope, because otherwise it's a weird couple, man.
I don't think
when you're that comfortable too. Like, let's make a funny video but with like, my balls in your face, unless there is like we're gonna fuck. If you are doing this just for fun, I think
she was spreading
really
makeup on her face with his balls though. Like they were doing it like as like a gag. Like they weren't doing it like to turn each other on.
I hate that when you're like buddies with the person you're dating. Fuck out of here.
It's not really buddies when it's like
balls
their
in your face.
Balls are in your face.
But like you're laughing and goofing around, let's make a funny video together with your balls.
But
on your
it
face.
Doesn't change the fundamental scientific fact.
Balls
your
on
balls
face. Sex.
On face.
I think
sex.
Stuff has changed with like this day and age. Like balls
that's
on face.
That's like your theme of the day.
Damn. Yeah, balls on face doesn't mean like banging right on the spot anymore. It means like a little Olive Garden and like a movie.
Sex facts from Nate.
That is the most wild like generalization you've ever thrown out. Balls on face doesn't mean sex anymore.
I think it absolutely
it used
means
to in
sex,
the day.
Almost.
Like in your day, yeah, not anymore. Like the kids.
My day?
These kids these days, like they will put balls,
balls
on
in face.
But you can put balls on face and then just go like along with your day. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
Okay. Nate, a convincing fact. Last one, because I knew we had a couple like ball blender stories and the blowjob story, and then you even turned the 101-year-old lady into a sex story somehow, Nate. But this is just a feel-good story. The dog who doesn't recognize his owner, who's been in the hospital for like 5 months, lost a ton of weight, and the dog's freaking out, doesn't know who it is, and then the dog gets a sniff of the owner and goes bananas.
Come here, Will.
Where you being, Daddy? Where you being?
I actually heard you watch it, Kevin, and you kind of had the same reaction I did. Like, when it's just awesome when the dog sniffs him. Awesome.
And it takes like just long enough that I was like, when is this gonna happen? When he finally does and goes bananas, it's just. That is like everyone says how I have like a cold black heart, but if you don't react to that and you're not happy by that, you're something. You're dead. You don't have a pulse.
Nate, you're gonna turn this into a sex?
Yeah, you're gonna fuck the dog.
I thought that was just
dog, Nate.
I thought that was just beautiful. Like,
you're gonna put the balls on your the dog's balls on your face, Nate.
I don't
go
want
to
the
Olive
dog's
Garden.
Balls on my. I would not take that dog to Olive Garden. He has an owner already. But I thought that was lovely what you said, and I agree with you.
All right, so that's the normal post show.
Untuck it.
What?
Add two.
Oh yeah, good job.
Untuck it, my favorite.
All right, do you want to do the read?
I would prefer not to.
Okay, untuck it. The promo code Stoolies. This is, of course, the shirt that fits perfect. Untuck, which is designed to do so you don't have the long, blousy shirts. 20% off all purchases. Untuckit.com. Solve the problem by making sure it's specifically designed to be worn untucked. Again, 20% off all purchases. Great deal. High quality merch.
Original Stoolies, support them. Untuck it.
And the code is Stoolies. And they've kind of blown up. There's got stores everywhere. There's one, I think, in Soho.
When you're in Soho, that's when you're legit, right?
Soho's the real deal. So Untuck it, check it out. That is the rundown, the post show. I guess it's brought to you by Untuck it to a degree. So the big news today, Nate, you got during Barstool Radio, I fired you as the coach.
I was released from my contract, I think, is the official.
This is your fourth. There's been four basketball, Barstool basketball events. You have either resigned or been fired directly after all four of them.
Is it three? It's after each one. I've resigned, I think. I thought I've resigned twice. It could be three times.
You resigned twice. I think you were half fired last week. You're fully fired this time.
And I'm fully fired, though. That is correct.
Yeah, you're fired. I fired you. You're a terrible coach. You're not a leader of men.
Halftime.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired.
I mean, so I'm done.
Yes, you're fired.
I think that's probably.
Because you're useless. You're not a leader of men. They need a leader of men. Actually helping.
If I'm fired, I'm fired. I won't show up next week. I'm done.
You're fine.
All right, good.
what a little
I
tantrum.
I can't wait for that scene on school scenes.
I do think this team would have won the other night if I was the coach.
I like how Smitty just happened to get water like right now. Oh, he's so parched all of a sudden. He like dumped the water around the cups.
Or if Fran was the coach, I think that
Fran might be the most like knowledgeable basketball person I've
ever
come across.
She knew
a lot,
and she was sitting next to me at the game and incredibly frustrated with the way we were playing. There's also, I guess it was supposed to be a secret, but it's not a secret anymore because a bunch of people came up to me. But Tex has entered a competitive team into this league because he thinks you guys stink and are embarrassing, or were. I'm now going to take this over, but he thought...
You're not going to do anything.
No, I will. He thought Barstool was being embarrassed, the brand, so he's gathered a team of interns, and he wants you now to coach that team, it sounds like.
Oh, I don't know if I've officially been offered.
I was going to say, that would be a stunningly bad idea.
No, he asked me when I was over there. He's just trying to get on camera right now.
No, I don't need to know. Tex is coming over.
I didn't say coach.
Okay, what do you
twisted.
Want him for?
Okay.
I think you could learn a lot. I mean, I'm serious, man. Like,
so would he play, or he would just
make
kind of be like an assistant coach?
What do you want him there for?
And learn.
An assistant.
Just to learn how to.
That's tough to go from the coach of like
sometimes
the Celtics to like the assistant to the Washington Generals.
Oh my God, we're gonna whip y'all's ass! I cannot wait for this, man.
Who are they? The Viceroys?
Do they have this guy? Team is? You have this guy in the Phillies hat?
Yeah, the Game of Thrones dude.
He could be a problem.
Big question.
He could be a problem.
I mean, you guys can't laugh because y'all's performance last night was pathetic.
It was terrible.
Pathetic.
Well, and what did we do? We fired the coach.
There was no leadership.
Then what did we do? We fired the coach.
But I mean, from the team either. I mean,
are you
going to
coach? You're going to coach this team?
Yeah.
You think you can out-coach Fran?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
I'm a passionate guy.
I know that.
They're going to play hard. They're going to play hard.
Who's on this team besides the huge guy?
Alarmingly stupid and alarmingly stupid too.
I feel like I could tell these guys just to shoot on their own hoop. They'd be like, okay. Like.
But the thing is, they may not be the most talented, but I believe I'm such a good coach that we can win still. Because these guys are egos. Just egos.
That is true.
That is correct.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting game when we play. Last time a B-team Barstool basketball team tried to play an A team, they lost by like six.
Well, and the common theme is Smitty.
To the TBT. Smitty brought in the B team in Philly and lost by a hundo.
Now, Dave, can I ask you a question about you firing me without consulting the GM? How do you... He's not happy about that. You want to...
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
That's good. I mean, management, what did you think the answer was going to be there? Dave was going to be worried about it?
It's not a power struggle. It goes owner, GM, coach. Okay. I could have fired you, too.
You seem quite upset that you weren't consulted. You said you were going to have a talk with the owner.
I think the GM should be involved in conversations, especially in replacements.
I mean, the thing is, it wasn't like we went into Barstool Radio being like, Nate's fired. We started talking about the game more, and it's like, oh my God, he's such a bad coach.
He was the worst. It was the worst performance. It was the worst post-game press conference I've ever seen in my life.
When the team goes 2-for-9 from the foul line, I can't control that as a coach.
But you can control and how to dictate the game. When we're towering over the team by 6 inches per player, and you're letting people
shoot
threes.
You know nobody can hear you. Like, do you do that a lot?
I don't
Get this is going to just devolve. Dude. The point is, you're fired.
No, I know.
And
so,
I want to hear this inspirational habit. Speech, though.
So you like to make excuses.
I'm worried about...
To not fix that bad habit.
Is someone...
Dex, you get your own squad. We'll get to see. He definitely didn't take... You were crazy in there. I mean, you do... Basically,
you were saying 2 + 2 = 5.
I think you're being.
I don't think you gave on the players.
I don't think you gave the coach long enough to implement his system. I think 2 games is not a big enough sample size, especially when your star player goes 0-for-10 and you go 2-for-9 from the line.
Marco, that has to be said. He was sick, and I've heard a lot of excuses. I think people are afraid of him. For a guy who, since I've known, has been our Michael Jordan of the office, he was horrible.
I think
yesterday.
If you read my blog. On BarstoolSports.com that says that I've been fired. I think you will agree with most of my logical
points. I saw you
take
a dig at me. You're like,
I didn't take a dig at you.
Texting 19-year-old girls.
You were. That's what you do, though. That's not a dig. That's like.
What do you mean I was?
That's what you
do.
No,
I wasn't.
I glanced over your phone. I see you sliding. But that's neither here nor there, Dave.
Have you ever taken responsibility?
That's neither here nor there. Text, you still have a mic. Like, but the fact is, I don't think you gave me enough of a time to get my squad fully prepared.
You took no response.
How many plays did you write up? How many plays?
Text, right, please.
You didn't take any responsibility. You just blamed everything on poor shooting.
No, I know. I said I'm learning as a coach. I've never coached before. I said we're getting better every week.
Again.
No.
I can't do this
if
again.
You want to see any of the stuff of Nate being a delusional spider monkey, we have it from Barstool Radio, right?
I think a lot of it's on Twitter, at Barstool Radio.
It's in my blog on BarstoolSports.com.